I'm Jack Lessenberry. More than 20 years ago, the late Texas Governor Ann Richards addressed the annual Gridiron Dinner in Washington, a high society affair where the nation's top journalists mingle with politicians and Hollywood celebrities. Richards, who is sometimes described as a salty old gal, looked out at the assembled guests, men in tuxes, women all glitter and pearls. "I just don't know why America thinks you're out of touch," she drawled. Well, we're used to the idea of Washington being out of touch with common citizens, but there are days in which I think the Michigan legislature is worse. Take State Senator Jim Stamas, a Republican from Midland. He sponsored a bill that would allow businesses to keep some of the income tax paid by their employees. When I first heard about this, I thought it was a joke, some parody of capitalism as seen by classic 19th century Marxists. What would come next? Sharecropping? Reinstating serfdom? But no, Stamas was perfectly serious. "This is about providing jobs to individuals," he said. Well, you could say slavery did that too. Nutty bills get introduced all the time and normally never see the light of day. However, this is now Donald Trump's America, and the state Senate passed this and sent it on to the House. If I were a Republican strategist, I'd be horrified. The optics are terrible if the Democrats have the smarts to exploit this. To show how crazy the world's become, the most reasonable thing about this bill is said by State Senator Patrick Kolbeck of Canton, who's normally so far right, he might almost be in a party by himself. But he does have principles. Kolbeck voted no, saying, "I'm tired of the businesses being prioritized over the best interest of everybody. There seems to be a push so that all the folks that are putting money into campaigns are the ones getting priority." What could be more shocking than a legislator who actually tells the truth? State senators are term limited for life after 8 years, and they have to return to working for a living. Stamas owns a pizza parlor in Midland. I'm not saying he wants to hang on to some of the money his employees have to pay in taxes, but I wonder. Then we have the Macomb County sinkhole, which is a natural disaster if I ever heard of one. Basically, this was a result of a collapsed pipe, which could lead to the discharge of hundreds of thousands of gallons of raw sewage into the Great Lakes and nearby basements. Macomb County will pay to fix it, but asked for a $3 million grant from the state to build a bypass channel to keep sewage out of the water. Not only is that clearly in the best interest of the entire state, that's not even very much money in terms of our multi-billion dollar state budget. But State Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff said no, sneering he didn't want people standing in line for free money for their infrastructure. This is a man, by the way, who just agreed to give Flint almost $100 million to fix its infrastructure. Actually, I wouldn't say these politicians are out of touch. I'd say they aren't on the same planet.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.